know, we know they're a very physical defense, very good on special teams, both coverage and the return game. Sproles, you know, extremely dangerous. You know, big play passing team. Jackson's really becoming kind of a go-to guy for him. And, of course, Gates and Tomlinson and you know, Sproles and all his kickoff returns. And he's just very dangerous with the ball in his hands. So, you know, we've got to do a good job offensively of taking care of the ball and good pass rush team, good turnover team in the secondary. Cromartie, Jammer, two of the most physical corners, you know, that we'll play against, and Hart's one of the, you know, more physical safeties in the league too. So they, you know, they do a lot of things well. They got a lot of talent, and I'm sure we'll be running into a hornet's nest in terms of energy and excitement down there Sunday night. So you know, we'll have to be ready, you know, to match that too. So that's kind of where we're at for today.
Bill, I'll just lead off here. Just thinking about the running game, what were your thoughts on the short yardage running game? I've heard people say, you know, a good running game gets yards when you really need them. That's a good way to measure a running game. Could you just maybe assess your team's running game in that regard at this point?
Well, I thought it was better against San Francisco for the most part. We, you know, converted some short yardage situations, but we, you know, got stopped on the goal line there, and also at the end of the game in our four-minute offense. It was third, and I don't know if it was one. I think it might have been a little more than that, but, you know, we weren't able to convert that. That, you know, third and one and a half, third and two to possess the ball there at the end of the game. So we had some good ones, and we had some nice holes in there, and I thought, you know, Sammy and Lamont ran hard, but at the same time we missed a couple, and so... You know, still some work, always work to do in that situation. But, you know, it was good to be able to, on the road, you know, knock out a few of those short yardages and stay on the field and convert on third down. You know, that's you know, and any time you're offensively driving the ball, those are keys for you.
Seemed like there were more multiple tight end sets, and that a lot of times the tight ends were helping out in that running game, Bill. How did you feel the tight ends did blocking-wise in the run game?
Well, it's good to have them out there. You know, we've kind of gone through different stages where, you know, those two, both David and Ben, haven't been available together, and it's good to have them out there and start to get a little consistency with them. And, you know, so now getting Ben back, that helps. So I thought that there were several times where they were together and they, you know, had some kind of combination block where it was those two blocking either a linebacker and a safety or a linebacker and a, you know, defensive lineman and that kind of thing. And same thing in pass protection. So I thought they, you know, worked together well for the most part. Again, it's always, there's always room for improvement, but that was, you know, that was good. And I said it's good to have them out there, and it gives our offense some flexibility where, you know, one tight end can do one thing and the other tight end can you know, do something else, and then you can flip those jobs, whether it's, you know, pass protection or receiving or vice versa, stuff like that. So that's good, and, you know, gives us more balance out there and a little more flexibility in what we want to do.
Coach, I was just quickly curious about the challenge play in the game, if that was something that Kevin ran over to you and said, I really thought I made it, or if that was something that more that came from above.
No, I didn't talk to Kevin about it. You know, when I saw the play, I thought that I was standing pretty close to that, maybe a couple yards behind where that yard line was, and it looked to me like Kevin got a little further than what they spotted him. I mean, initially when he went down, I thought, well, you know, we definitely have the first down here. And then when they spotted the ball, it was real close, and then we saw him go in and measure it, and it was, you know, came up just a little bit short. And there was a replay on it upstairs, and the coaches said that they thought that, you know, he was a little further than that. We had two timeouts. I think there was about 6 minutes to go in the game. Didn't really seem like the timeouts were going to be that important, even if we had lost, you know, lost the timeout there, it didn't seem that crucial. I mean, you never know, but I felt like we could afford it, and I had quite a bit of time to think about it because of the chains going all the way across the field and all that, and so so that's why we ended up, you know, using the challenge there. It's kind of how it happened.
Bill, in retrospect, thinking it over again, would you do that again, given that it was short yardage and you probably would have been looking at third and maybe inches, and then you might have been in two-down territory there anyway? Do you have any sort of second thoughts when you were going over the game again?
Yeah, I think that could have gone either way, Mike. Yeah, thinking about it Sunday night, I was, you know, maybe we'd be better off with third and inches than a first down there, you know, to be able to hit another run in there and maybe take another, you know, 30 seconds or so off the clock, you know, assuming that we picked it up. But so you never know. You know, you always think you can get a couple inches in those situations, and you should be able to. But, you know, we've all seen enough games where something happens. The quarterback slips. There's a missed exchange. The back slips. Something happens. And, you know, what looks like third and inches then shows up as fourth and two. So, and, you know, you don't want to think that way, that, well, we're gonna lose 2 yards here on third and inches. I'm not saying that. But, you know, different stuff happens. You get a false start penalty or, you know, there are different kind of things that, you know, there's that whatever 10% chance that something will go wrong, even though it shouldn't. And then what it looks like a sure thing ends up being, you know, a whole different situation. So I think in that situation, probably being a little more conservative and making sure we get the first down and getting a new set of downs at that point was, you know, that probably was more of a priority than trying to be too cute and maybe knock another 30 seconds off the clock by picking it up on the next down. But I definitely thought about it, yes.
Coach, in watching film of the Chargers' defense, have you noticed much in the way of impact in the loss of Merriman?
Well, you know, he's a terrific player, but, you know, I think they've gotten, you know, good production out of both kids that have played over there the last couple weeks. And so, you know, they still got a very good pass rush all the way across the board. They like to bring those outside linebackers a lot, and I'd say, if anything, they've been bringing them just as much, if not more, than when he was in there. So they're a pretty good pass rushing team, no matter who. And again, I'm not saying that he's not a loss, but they still get pretty good production out of, you know, out of those outside linebackers and their overall pass rush.
Coach, you mentioned how much you've played San Diego over the years. How much have you seen Rivers mature and develop as a quarterback over that time, and what kind of challenges did he present this week?
Well, I think Rivers has really grown as a quarterback. I thought that, you know, especially last year in the playoff game, off, you know, playing with the injury, and I thought he showed a lot of toughness and grit, and you know, that wasn't the greatest day to pass the ball, you know, there in January, and I thought that he made some excellent throws and, you know, played with a lot of toughness and courage in that game and made some tough throws under pressure, not just the pressure of the game, you know, the AFC Championship, but under some pass rush pressure and also, you know, getting up after some hits and just hanging in there. So I have a lot of respect for him, and, you know, I think he's taken his game up, you know, another notch this year. Again, they're averaging 30 points a game. They've had a lot of production. He's getting the ball down the field. They lead the league in yards per catch. So his accuracy, his decision making, and, you know, just his overall production has continued to improve. And he's tough. And, you know, to go with their running game and the skill players that they have and all, it's, you know, they're a hard team to defend. I mean, that's why they're scoring so much.
Bill, how much has Terrence Wheatley worked in the slot, and is that at all a factor as to why Will Height was the option in the sub package where he was playing in the slot? Maybe he had been working there more?
Yes, he. Jonathan has been working a little bit more in the inside position, although, as we go through training camp and preseason games and now into the regular season, as you know, we try to train everybody a little bit everywhere, but Jonathan's been working a little more inside and Terrence has been working a little bit more outside. But, you know, they both need to be able to play in both spots and do both, and we'll continue to do that. But, you know, Terrence and Jonathan both, I think, gave us some, you know, good quality snaps Sunday against San Francisco. And, you know, hopefully they can build on that and, you know, keep improving. And you know, if they do that, then maybe there's a chance for them to find a little bit more of a role defensively for us.
Take a final question.
Bill, do you allow yourself at all to just take a step back and assess sort of the AFC picture, or are you just tunnel visioned towards the Chargers?
I'm pretty tunnel visioned toward the Chargers. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not aware of what the records are in our division and, you know, the other teams in the AFC and all that, but, you know, right now we're really, it's just a one-game season for us, you know, and we've got a, you know, a few days here to put everything together for San Diego, and again, we know what kind of football, talented football team they are and know how explosive they are, and so we're just going to put everything we got into this one and then, you know, worry about next week and whatever else happens in the league happens, and there's nothing we can do about that. I'm not saying we're not interested in it because it does affect us, but, you know, I don't think we can be too concerned about it because there's nothing we can do and try to take care of our job. So, say 99.9% of it's on San Diego, and that's really all we can do anything about.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.